You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host, Colton Wesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the LockedOn.com website. It's a great place to find content from around the Locked On Network. Any MLB, NBA, NFL, or college content that you're looking from our network, it's a convenient place to go right there and find all of that great stuff in one spot. Also, I encourage you to check out the Locked On NBA podcast. You can find it at that .com spot or anywhere you download this podcast. You can also find the Locked On NBA podcast. It is a great way to get caught up with information and news from around the NBA. The best way to follow the league you love to watch so much daily is the Locked On NBA podcast. All right, so I hope you all had a great holiday weekend, a great Thanksgiving. I hope the travel conditions were great for you if you were traveling. I hope that you had a fantastic time with family, friends, whoever you were celebrating with. Even if you weren't celebrating, I hope that you are enjoying the festivities that come around this time of year anyways. And I hope that it was a happy and healthy Thanksgiving, of course, for all my valued and loving listeners, I'm sure, are out there. I really do hope you had a great holiday weekend and great shopping if you're into that, and it propels you through this stretch between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because we have a stretch of basketball that's really important for the Timberwolves between those two specific holidays. And they got off to a pretty good start over Thanksgiving weekend. And we're going to get into their first road win. We're going to get into the Chicago game. And we're going to look ahead a little bit to the Cavaliers game. So let's jump into this quickly because we've got a lot of road to cover here. So if you weren't paying attention over the weekend, I get it, with family and stuff. That's okay. I was watching the game still. 112-102 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. The first road win for the Timberwolves. A couple of things, and we're going to get into this a little bit later with Wiggins and his troubles, but two things that stuck out from these two games, if you're looking at the Nets and the Bulls in just a vacuum, those two games together, is that Towns and Derrick Rose together on the floor, you can judge them individually, they are dominating and imposing their will over opposing teams. In that first game, the road win, he had 21 points, 9 boards from Karl-Anthony Towns. He had 25 points from Derrick Rose. He had a few assists. He was shooting 64% from the field. 64% went 11 of 17 from the field. 2 for 2 from deep. And then you had other guys pitching in some help. You had 16 points from Taj Gibson, 11 rebounds. He's one of those guys. I really love him in this 25-minute role. He's going to come in, and he's going to give you these sneaky great double-doubles from time to time. And there's not going to be as many of them as there were last year. Not going to be as many of them last year because he's not playing as heavy a minute load. But there are... He is still going to give those to you. He's just an uber-efficient player, really crafty defensive player. He shot 85% from the field. He only took 7 shots, and he got to the free throw line a couple of times, but he's just really taking those high-efficiency shots, not playing outside of his offensive game. And a crafty defensive player, going to get you a lot of rebounds. So it was good to see him come alive on a road game. And then you had Jeff Teague with the 15 points, 9 assists. He has clearly just adapted his game to the facilitator and opportunistic scorer. He shot only 8 times in this one. That's the other thing too, is you're starting to see from this team a little bit more self-awareness, and we'll get into it with the Bulls as well, but you're starting to see a little more self-awareness from certain aspects of this team. Teague wasn't taking a bunch of shots. Taj hasn't been taking a bunch of shots this year. You saw Covington. He had 7 points. He had 5 steals in this one, only 7 points, but he only shot 8 times, so it's not like he was really going crazy and trying to find a rhythm. Took 4 outside shots. And again, 25 shots from outside. This team is still needing Covington to try and space the floor there. So I like him taking a few shots, even if he's not feeling it, just trying to get some space for Towns down low. And you knew this one was one with Caris LeVert out with that ankle injury he suffered last time the Timberwolves played. That one was in Target Center. You knew that was going to be a big factor because he has produced so much scoring for them. But still, to go on the road and to grab a victory against a team that you kind of – they kind of have some pieces that they can throw at the bigger players for the Timberwolves. You have Damari Carroll. I know he's probably past his prime, but he's still a solid player. You got bigger guys like Jarrett Allen is a younger player who could do something, just try and throw some of these bigger, more physical guys at guys like Towns or guys like Gibson. And so to have them be kind of the pulse of this team still and push back against that, I thought this was a really good win for the Timberwolves, and not as much of a fast-paced game as we're used to seeing the Timberwolves from the first chunk of games this season, but you still had 16 fast break points. This was really a really solid performance, and it bled into when they came back. A tough back-to-back for the Timberwolves. You're in Brooklyn, and then you come back the next night, and you're playing. I mean, it helps that it was an early game in Brooklyn, but you come back and you're playing the next night against the Bulls. And this one, kind of, you could feel a little bit like maybe it was going to be a little bit of a revenge game for Zach LaVine. Obviously, he's played against the Timberwolves since being traded, but this one was like one of those where it could have been, oh, Zach LaVine drops 40 on the Timberwolves in the first meeting since they gave up the piece that was essential in that trade for the Timberwolves since Jimmy Butler's been gone. And look, now you could have had this guy who scored 40 points and he's on this other team, and you still don't have the guy even who you traded Zach LaVine for. One of those type of games was kind of my fear headed into it. End up really well for the Timberwolves, 111-96 victory. I know the Bulls aren't a great team, but the Timberwolves can still get drawn into these high scoring affairs. Some solid defense by the Timberwolves over the last couple of games as well. Really good job just protecting the rock. Only 13 turnovers in this one. They had 8 steals. Another game where Robert Covington only 4 points, but he had 3 steals and 3 blocks. I love how he is able to show up defensively, even if he's not going to be there offensively all the time. And this one is when they really needed the defense to make some plays, because they went 7 of 34 from the 3-point arc, and they had guys like Covington go 0 for 10 from outside. They had Wiggins go 0 for 4. They had Towns go 1 for 5. Just not the outside game. Dario Saric, 1 for 5. Just not a ton of outside threat for the Timberwolves this game. And so it was good to see their defense stepping up. 5 blocks total in this for the team in this one. Towns went off, 35 points, 22 rebounds, monster night. And there's not a guy on this team. I mean, you have Wendell Carter Jr. playing as listed as their center, but there's not really a true center that can really contend with Towns on this roster, especially when Markkanen is out. And so Towns just taking advantage of that matchup, really going ham, getting 9 offensive rebounds. Really big night for him. Another big night for Derrick Rose, 22 points. And you had Jeff T, 18 points, 5 assists. He was surprisingly their best outside shooter, 3 for 5 from outside. So some great performances. And again, just quickly, 69 nice for Derrick Rose, shooting from the field, 9 of 13. Not taking a ton of shots, super high efficiency, 56% shooting, 13 of 23 for Towns. Just really, again, hammering away on the boards. He got to the line. He had 10 free throw attempts. Love seeing him get to the line, too. Again, when you have smaller guys, less physical, less strong guys, when you're bigger than them, when you know you can go down and get boards and get good looks at the basket against guys like Wendell Carter or Parker, just guys who aren't built to contend with a player like Towns, especially in the post. Feeding Towns throughout the game and getting him to the free throw line, getting him his looks is really important. And I like that it's not that they're taking advantage of that as the matchups come. They did not feed the ball that much to Towns the game before, and they weren't as aggressive with him, maybe like against the Grizzlies when you could see that Gasol was having his way against Towns. They're predicating the work that Towns is getting on the matchups almost as much as on which players are feeling it this night, which players are really going off. And so I like that there seems to be more of a game plan than just, well, we got to get our best players the ball, and we are only giving these five guys these minutes throughout the game, so we got to get our best players the ball, and that's just we'll ride and die with these guys. This is the way it felt last year, and so I like that there actually feels like a game plan and a strategy with the Timberwolves this year, and that's good. That's good when your team has a strategy, right? I mean, that is something you should want. Two things that I wanted to get to from these couple of games, two players that I wanted to key in on. As good as Towns has been, Wiggins has been the inverse. He was 0 for 12. There were moments where you forgot he was playing in this game. 28 minutes, 0 for 12, 0 for 4 from the three-point line. Never got to the free throw line. He had one rebound, one assist, and he had a turnover. He wasn't getting steals or blocks. He wasn't doing really much of anything. And that was a big problem, especially because the other night he had like 9 points against Brooklyn. Let me look it up so I get the exact number correct. But two bad nights in a row, two stinkers from Wiggins in a year where he's actually looked really solid this year. Yeah, 9 points from Wiggins against Brooklyn. He had a steal, a couple boards, but he shot 28% from the field in that game as well. Again, not getting to the line, not knocking down a ton of shots. And it's just, it's frustrating because you know how much of a, I don't want to say delicate, but you know that the mental state of Wiggins is tenuous, it seems, where he can get into these funks pretty easily. And with Butler out, you would hope that he would be able to pull himself up out of this stuff and out of these slumps more quickly. But that said, when he's the third guy again. Derrick Rose is the second guy on this team right now. And we know that he had problems with that last year where Butler was he made him kind of the third guy. And maybe it was just because it was Butler making him the third guy. Maybe it was because he doesn't think he deserves to be in that third man role. But if he wants to be the second guy, he's got to elevate his game and match what Rose is doing energy wise for this team off the bench and give this team some juice. I really think with Covington and Sarge, when he's playing with those kind of guys, he can be a really special threat running under their three-point shooting. And I don't think that he's not necessarily losing looks or shots with those guys out on the floor. And again, Covington playing a lot of minutes. Is the trend here for the Timberwolves, Covington pulling a lot of minutes with the Timberwolves, but an average of 35.4 to be exact with the Timberwolves, Covington is through six games, but he's got to find a rhythm quickly, because this team, the margins for error are very slim, and having a guy like Wiggins just go away for a week is going to really damage this team. And I think they have more pieces now after that trade to kind of compensate for it. I think if Wiggins goes away for a week, you could have a game. I mean, Towns is starting to really lock in here, but you could have a game from Covington where he has 25 points. You could have a game from Teague where he really goes off. Derrick Rose has been inspirational off the bench, but you still, with the players on this team and with the start that they had, you still need a guy who has the talent that Wiggins has and has been playing for most of the year as well as Wiggins has. You need him to be locked in quickly and get out of a slump fast. And so I think the game against the Cavaliers is going to be big for Wiggins. This is a game against a real stinker of a team, a really bad team in the Cavaliers, 4-14. And they are right there with Atlanta, one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference. You really have to show up and show out in this game. Another opportunity where it should be an easy one on the road to grab. And at 9-11, with how tight the Western Conference race is and how tight it'll be this season, I mean, you look at 9-11, San Antonio Spurs. The Houston Rockets are 9-9. San Antonio's 9-10. Dallas is 9-9. Sacramento's 10-10. Those are all teams kind of hanging outside New Orleans, who is 10-10. You're right there with New Orleans. And then the Lakers, 11-8. Portland, 12-8. I mean, all these teams are just a few games within the Timberwolves' reach here. And so winning these games, wins against the Nets and the Bulls, those are both games you should pick up, and they did that. Now you got to keep taking care of business. You have to beat this Cavaliers team. And so this is a perfect spot for Wiggins to kind of pick up his game. There's another player I want to talk about that I really wanted to highlight out of the last couple of games and then the season in general. But first, we're going to get a quick break for some sponsors. Timberwolves playing the Cavaliers tonight. We've been talking about what they've done over the weekend. Wanted to highlight one more player. We talked about the Wiggins slump and how the Cavaliers, this is a game where he really needs to pick it up against a bad opponent. He's going to get a lot of really good looks. This whole team is going to get a lot of really good looks. We'll get into that in a second. But first, I want to draw your attention to Derrick Rose. I know I've been on the Derrick Rose train since last year, when he started playing more efficiently, and then since the playoffs against the Rockets, I've really come around on Derrick Rose. But I think there's a big reason you should too. And again, I did a podcast just a few shows ago where I was saying Teague still has to be a part of this team. You can't bet on Derrick Rose, but you can also appreciate what he's doing, and you can appreciate how well they're playing their point guards together. Derrick Rose is the ninth best as far as point guards listed right now in the NBA. He ranks ninth in scoring average per game with 19.5 through 18 games. 19.5. He's the ninth highest scoring point guard in the NBA right now. And if you didn't like that number, you can really, if you somehow didn't like that number, you can fall in love with this one. This is the one I really love. This is the one that it makes me excited about Derrick Rose and makes me excited about the Timberwolves. He is sixth amongst point guards in field goal percentage, shooting 49.2% from the field. Sixth. That's fantastic to have. The knock on him being that he hasn't had the juice, or he's playing inefficient basketball. He's not playing a style conducive to a team mentality. To have that turnaround and now he's shooting 7.2. He's making 7.2 his 14.7 attempts for 49% from the field, ranking sixth amongst point guards. That is fantastic. He is efficient. He is electric. He is everything this team desperately needed to come off their bench, and he is doing everything that is asked of him. And if you haven't been watching a ton of Timberwolves basketball, watch for Derrick Rose. I implore you to watch for Derrick Rose, because who knows how many more seasons he has left, but this version of Derrick Rose is not going to last a ton longer. Enjoy it, because it really is, and I know that a ton of people have already said this, and it's kind of corny and cheesy, but it really is heralding back to 2011. And it's not that, I'm not saying Derrick Rose is going to win the MVP, but he is playing a style of basketball that really is conducive to winning. It has figured out exactly what spots and what his role is on this team, and he is molded his game to play really efficiently and help the pace of this team. And he has done so in a way where you can put him alongside Jeff Teague. You can put him alongside Tyus Jones. He's playing versatile. He's playing efficient. And he really is an electric scoring piece for the Timberwolves off their bench. One that they desperately need, and one that is really complimenting Towns in this team and all the pieces. And so I cannot say enough good things about Derrick Rose. And I cannot get excited enough about the point guards in general for the Timberwolves going in against the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team that's ranked dead last in defensive net rating at 113.9 this season. Dead last in defense. You're going on the road, yes, and you've only got one road win, yes. But this is a team you should just beat the brakes off of. I really would love to see a 40-point game out of Wiggins, because I think that would help him just as a player he is a lot. But I think somebody on this Timberwolves roster should put up 40, and I think there should be at least three players on this roster over 20 points at least. I can see Derrick Rose and Towns, because Towns can work Tristan Thompson too. That's the other thing, is that I think the big headlines are Derrick Rose and Jeff Teague against this backcourt with Colin Sexton, just the mistakes he's been making, the way that the Timberwolves are pushing their pace and their transition, and all that starts with the passing ability of Jeff Teague and the speed of Derrick Rose that he gives you. Playing those two guys together against any backcourt lineup that you want to throw off the Cavaliers team at this duo is going to fail, and fail really bad. That's the headline. I think the second storyline is Wiggins can use this crucial game, a game you really need to win, you really need to take care of business against a bad team and get to 10-11 and be right there. Again, like I was saying, we're going through the Western Conference. There's a lot of teams that are hovering right around that same spot as the Timberwolves. And they're all, if you look at the 1, 2, 3, 4 teams right there or right above the Timberwolves as far as wins and losses, and then the New Orleans Pelicans are 10-10 sitting right there at the eighth seed, the margin for error and the margin for success are very, very slim, and you can bump yourself into that seventh spot in just a couple of games. And so all of these matter. And so winning and taking care of business against the Cavaliers is really important. And I think those are all reasons to get Wiggins excited and get him really locked in and get him starting out hot against the Cavaliers early. And so I think that he should have a really good game. There's a lot of reasons for him to really key in and get out of this couple game slump that he's been in. But the other thing is, too, is that Towns is going to eat against this Cavaliers team. Larry Nance, just not a superb defender, can't go inside out against Towns and really stay with the way he spaces. And then if you look at Tristan Thompson, just he can't keep pace with Towns either. He can't keep pace with Towns, but also just in the post, man-to-man, two bigs going at it, I don't think there's many possessions where he can beat Towns just in the post either. But the fact that Towns can also run the floor and then stretch you out to the three, I think is really going to put a lot of pressure and really going to put a funk against the front court of the Cavaliers. And so Towns, in a game where there's so many other factors that are going, I think, could work out for the Timberwolves, Towns is maybe the underrated part of this matchup, but also somebody who could probably drop another 35 and 20 type of game again. And if you're, I think in the third quarter is where this happens. I'm calling my shots right now. I think that the Cavaliers are going to lose at home. I think the Timberwolves are going to win 120 to 102, big win on the road. And I think that Towns in the third quarter, he's going to have 12 points at least 12 points in the third quarter, because Tristan Thompson, Larry Nance, whoever's drawing the assignment of defense on Towns is going to be tired, because Towns is going to be running around out there. They're going to be tired, and Towns is going to take him to the post. It's tough to be jumping around and rebounding, especially against somebody as good and talented as Towns. And so in the third quarter, he's going to make some hay, and he's going to extend a lead for the Timberwolves, and that's when it's really going to start pulling away. So those are the things that need to happen for this Timberwolves team. They can't drop this team and have Wiggins be in a slump, because while this team is good and they have a lot of talent, it's just not a good enough team, and it's still too young of a roster to get in a funk like that and to have Wiggins kind of spread his funk to the rest of the roster. You can't get in that headspace, especially when the race is this tight so early on in the season. You got to jump out quick and jump on this bad Cavaliers team. So that's all I've got for you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in, listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.